Some time ago, a man wearing jeans, cowboy boots, and a hoodie drove a dirty Ford Explorer into a car wash in Fort Worth, Texas. As soon as that car came back clean, he got it filthy again and drove to the next car wash. Did this with every single full-service car wash in town. Now, the man was not suffering from some strange mental disorder. He was a criminologist conducting an experiment, and NPR's Shankar Vedantam is here to tell us what that experiment was. Shankar, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So why go to one car wash after another, dressed that way?
Well, the guy in the hoodie and the cowboy boots was Patrick Kincaid from Texas Christian University. And along with this dirty car, each time he dropped it off at a car wash, he left a large amount of loose change inside the car. And what he wanted to find out was, how often does the car get stolen from when I drop it off at a car wash? Now, admittedly, this was a very fat target because he left a lot of money in the car. But what he found was actually pretty astounding, which is that almost a third of the time, money got taken from the car.
And
if you were to extrapolate this over the tens of thousands of car washes that occur every year in the United States, the potential losses from theft at car washes probably is in the millions of dollars. Now, Kincaid and his colleagues, Ronald Burns and Michael Bachman, wanted to find out, are there things that you can do that make you either more likely or less likely to become a victim of theft? And the experiment was designed to find out what those things were that increased or decreased your odds.
The question is whether you are sending signals that invite being robbed.
Exactly.
So what are the signals?
Well, Kincaid studies whether people's behavior marks them as sort of being mainstream or somehow outside the mainstream, as deviant. And his theory was, when you mark yourself as somehow being outside the mainstream, it increases your risk of becoming a victim of crime. And so what he did was, in this experiment, sometimes he just dropped off the dirty car with a lot of money at the car wash. But sometimes, inside the dirty car, he left a dirty magazine too. Here's what he told me.
The experimental condition created the perception that the driver of this particular vehicle was perhaps a deviant. And what we did in order to trigger that perception was place a men's magazine on the front seat to suggest some sort of interest in sexuality and a couple crushed beer cans underneath the seat to suggest that probably the person had been drinking and driving.
I want to point out, Steve, that when Kincaid uses the term deviance, he's not necessarily using it in a pejorative sense. He's using it in a technical sense, merely in the sense of saying this person is acting somehow outside the mainstream, outside what you would expect most other people would do. And so what he did was, in this case, the men's magazine he used was Maxim, which is full of, you know, suggestive pictures of barely clad women. And when the magazine was left in the car became twice as likely to get stolen from. And not only that, when it had the magazine and the beer cans, the amount of money stolen from the car on each of those occasions was nearly 50% higher.
So wait a minute. So reading Maxim makes you a victim of crime?
Well, it's not so much reading Maxim, but letting other people know that you read Maxim potentially makes you vulnerable to crime.
Because guys may read Maxim or some more explicit magazine in private more likely than in public.
Exactly. The fact that those magazines get read in private tells you that reading those magazines in public or leaving those magazines around marks you as somehow being outside the mainstream. Now, Kincaid is not saying you deserve to get robbed because you read Maxim magazine. What he's saying is that when criminals are deciding whom to go after, they're making a series of judgments. So if you leave a lot of money lying out in the car, that's a potentially rich target. If you leave your car doors unlocked on a public street, that's a potentially easy target. He's saying there's a third dimension to it. When you signal somehow that you are outside the mainstream, in the criminal's mind, this potentially makes you an easier target. Here he is again.
You may be targeted because you can be blamed for your own victimization. The criminal may say, well, I'm a criminal and I'm doing criminal acts against people, but that person over there is also a criminal, so he deserves it.
So this may explain why people who look a little strange, who are homeless, who seem ill, they actually are more likely to be targets of crime? Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly what Kincaid is saying. When either by design or just by accident, you happen to project yourself as being outside the mainstream, you potentially become immediately much more likely to become a victim of crime.
Shankar, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Steve.
That's NPR's Shankar Vedantam, who shares social science research with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Hidden Brain. You can also follow this program at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep.